We're at the bottom of Gimel Amid Aleph, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara mentioned that when you talk Lashon Nekiya, the raya was that the Lashon Mirkav we did not write with an Isha. Instead we used the Lashon of Moshav. So Gemara is going to bring a few rayas that we do see this Lashon of Mirkav with an Isha. The problem of Mirkav, it's just not Derech Eretz to say that a woman was riding. That the Isha lo kasiv bei Mirkav, is it really so that it's not written with an Isha Mirkav? V'yaksiv, we're going to have a few psukim that's going to show that it is written. V'takam rifkun arteya, v'tekabna ala gemalim. Right? And 2 weeks ago's parshas, that Rivka rose up, she went on the camel, and she rode the camel. So we see the Lashon of Mirkav with Rivka over here. So, Hatam, the Gemara says, Mishum biyutata de gemalim, since she was afraid the camels are so high, orkahi. It's an orcha, meaning it's not normally the way for an Isha to ride, but in special situations where the Metzius was that they should be, then we could use the Lashon of Mirkav. But in ordinary senses, we will not. I mean, if we could choose the Lashon of Moshav, we'd rather choose the Lashon of Moshav, as it's a Lashon Naki. But if it's the Orcha, that there's no other way, she's not going to side saddle a camel, it's too high up. It's Rashi says. Mishum biyutata de gemalim, because she was afraid of the camel. Shehu gavoa mityar shalotipol. Since it's so high and she's afraid she'd fall, it became the Orcha, the Ishalikov. Over here now became the Orcha, the way for the Isha to ride it. And Masha'en came like a horse or something, is the issue. If a woman can ride a horse or not, or she should just ride side saddle. Kedei shite mechseket bobi yadayim raglayim. Over here it's Orcha that she should really hold on.
The Gemara has a problem with the Lashon, not with the...
And so Rashi is bringing down it's a problem with what... Once it's Orcha, it's not a problem with the Lashon. So we see that Orcha is not a problem. It's only when it's not Orcha, and we could either choose either Lashon. V'yaksiv, and the Pasuk is brought down with the Tzipor, V'yikach Moshe et Ishto, this is when Moshe in the beginning of Shmos, he took his wife, Yet Benav, V'yarki Ve'em ala Chamor. He rode them on the Chamor. So again, we see the Lashon of Mirkav with Anisha. Hatha Mishum Bonav Orchahu. Because of her sons, Rashi, Shem, Zechon, Kizid, Lashon, Achiva. We only voted because of the children. The Aksiv, another Pasuk, Vivo Kevet ala Chamor. This is, what's on? When Avikail, when David Melech gathered an army to attack Avikail's husband, Nabal, because he was acting like a novel to David. He went to pay him wages for what David did. So Avigal took a very daring move over here. She went on a donkey in the middle of the night and rode to see David and Melech to try and appease him so he won't kill her husband. So it says, V'hi rakevet al achamor. Again, we see the Lashon of Mirkav with an Isha on achamor. Again, the Gemara is going to place it on a different reason, even though it's not the normal way. But when it becomes normal, we can write it. Hata mishum biyatuta delilia. It was at nighttime that she came, and she was afraid of the nighttime. Therefore, it was orkaho. It became the way because she needed to be more steady on the donkey. Viboyseim mishum biyutata delilia lecha. And if you want to say because she was afraid of the night, that's not the reason. Mishum biyutata de davidika. But she was scared of David. Here she was coming to appease David and Melech, and he was coming. He was angry. He was going to kill her husband, go to war, who knows what he was going to do. And it's a very daring move on her. She was frightening stiff coming to approaching this moment. She's very apprehensive. Hey boy, same with you to the David Nami Lekha. You could say that there wasn't the fear of David. Mishum Butu to the Harika. But she was riding down a mountain, and that enough could be frightening that we used the Lashon of Orta. Ubidaraita, going back now to using, we mentioned that we use a Lashon Naki whenever we can, not a Lashon Miguna, and that's why with Noach we used the Lashon Eino Tahar when it came to an animal. Ubaraita mi kasif tummy. Is it not that we write the word tummy many times in the Torah? We mentioned it yesterday. Elakol hecha dechi hadade nino, wherever it's the same length, meaning the same amount of letters, Mishtoi b'lashon nakia. The Torah will use a lashon nakia. Kol heichad nafishi milei, and wherever it's going to cause an excess of letters, words, mishtayv a lashon kitzar. It's better to use a lashon kitzar than a lashon naki to be concise. Even though we brought down cases over here where we saw not like that, the Torah had to bring a few cases to prove the rule that when it is equal, you should use a lashon nakiya. But where it's the same, the Torah would rather prefer to use a lashon kitzar. And that's really the maskana over here. Where the Torah can be concise, it's better to be concise. Where it's the same, we're going to use a lashon naki. How do we know that you use a lashon naki? Because the Torah went out of its way a few times, even where it's more excess, they use the lashon naki to let you know in all other cases where they're the same, use a lashon naki. Where it's not the same, use a lashon kitzar. Being miyachis it back to a Tana. Liolam, always, yishana adam la tamido derech kitzara. When a person is teaching, he should be very concise with his words. Rashi. Techi hadininu, she'en orach balashin tzach mina meguna, mishtai balashin kavod. When it's not any length, you should use lashon kavod. V'chol heicha, v'hani delei al yikum l'adech shitzarik l'ksor. What we did before that we changed the words even though it was at length. Shitzarik l'ksor achal lashon naki. In order to prove this point that you need a lashon naki, u'bishar makom k'siv lashon meguna. In any other place, Torah. Once we prove this rule, you can use a lashon meguna v'katzar. It's better to be mekatzar, to be concise. Jason Adam Latimo Lashon Kitzar. Why? Lefish mitkayim girsa shala yote min arucha. When a person is concise and he teaches over a lesson, it sticks with a person better. The lashon of the Shua Kodesh is it's the tiferet of chachamim that the amatim bekamos v'rabim be'echos, that a person should sift, especially when they're writing, they bring down, that they should sift through it. That it should be as concise and great in echos and be mamayit in the kamos. And that's why our sforim from our great leaders, they use this rule. And that's why we're medayik from them. We read a Rambam, we take extreme lengths. Why did the Rambam bring this down? Why in this order? Because the greater the person is, and the greater the value of the teaching of the Sefer, we know they went in Derek Tzara. I think there's a Maharal in Perkei Avos. When all the times it brings down three statements of the people are very exact, Maral says that Perkei Avos is the tachlis of this statement, that you should teach your Talmidim Derech Kitzara. There's nothing better. He says the Lashon 3 is the easiest thing to memorize when you get to things. It's going on Rashi over here, that you read it's Mitkayim much more over there, and that's the tachlis of and the beauty of Perkei Avos, the echus of Perkei Avos.
The Lashon 3?
When he brings down the Lashon Nasi, he says that three has the best way to grasp in your memory is numbers of three. And therefore a lot of things going on the things that he had. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had Talmidim and he said three things. He's bringing down over there, he brings down this Gemara, the Rishna Adam. You should teach your Talmidim Derek Torah. The Chol Heka Dihi Hadadei Ninu. And wherever they're equal in length, after the Torah has proven it, Mishtai B'Lashon Kavod. You should use even a rikos and lashon naki. I mean lashon kavod. Hu vokea, v'ha vokevet v'yoshevet dechi hadininu. The lashon vokevet and yoshevet is the same. The komer vokevet, and we said vokevet. No, vakevet kisiv. It's written without the vav since it's more kotzer. We utilize that language. Rashi, vokevet kisiv. V'yafal gav the matzil the mitav nami yoshevet. You could have written yoshevet without the vav. Also, the same lashon. Why did the Torah choose to write v'kevet? Chaser. Miu kol chaser shvitorah lidroshim. Because you could be darshan from it. The reason why we wrote v'kevet without v'kevet without the vav v'kevet is there was a drosh, and we went to have this drosh with yoshevet written as yashevet b'ayim. V'chan lamdecha v'cheson zeh shetitfos lashon kitzar. So what do we learn with Vokevit? To let you know that you chose the Lashon Kitzar when it says Vokevit. That's why you lost the Vav. But with Yoshevit, if you didn't have the Vav, you certainly wouldn't have this lesson. Okay, the Gemara now is going to go through a few stories. these stories, there are so many yunim to go on each one of these stories. This Amud is now packed. Some of them are common stories that have tremendous, tremendous sugyas on them. So we will try and cover two or three of the sugyas, going into it a little bit, and we'll just mention what the other sugyas are. Hanu trei talmidei. There were two talmidim, dahavi yatvei kemei devav. They were sitting in front of Rav. They were exhausted from the sugya. Said, this sugya made me like a dover acher, a tired dover acher. He's such a language like that. He was just wiped out from the sugya like a tired dover acher. This sugya wiped me out like a sleeping, like a tired gidi. So when Rav heard one Talmud use the lashon of davar acher, it's just not nice for a Jew to speak in such a language like that. V'lo yishtari Rav bahadi d'haich. He would not speak to that specific Talmud that used the lashon of a davar acher. Rash kedim is sankin, kedim ayif. Sankin means ayif. Sinuk lashon ayifot, tired. V'domalo gad kedim v'sinuk lo begemar. Lobigamor Shabbos Vareg Lamai Isha Yotzet Hitgabim Mazli Bealti Yayef. So it's a lashon of Samkin, is a lashon of Ayef.
The word Acher here says it's Achazi.
What?
Achazi.
Yeah, it's a Davar Acher. So most people understand what Davar Acher was. Okay, Davar Acher is Achazi. Hanahu, and then one should utilize that lashon. We try not to use the lashon unless there's a need to. Right? Sometimes Derek Kitzar is better, and you have to. If you're going to say davar acher, and everybody's like, what's davar acher? Then maybe you should say just straight up. It's a chazir. It's just be derech kitzar, but it's also a derech kavum. The hanu trei tamidim, the avi yatrei kamei the hillel. They were sitting before hillel. The chad minu Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Talmud of hillel. V'yam ulai was kamei the Rebbe. Story is a little different. It was kamei the Rebbe. The chad minu Rebbe Yochanan. We know it was a Rebbe Yochanan over here. One said, Botrim is the harvest of grapes, and Moskim is the harvest of olives. So he asked the question, when you're harvesting grapes, you have to use Kalim that are Tahar, but when you're harvesting olives, you don't have to. So instead of saying Tamei, he used Ein Moskim Bitar. He added a little of Rikos, but he used the Lashon Naki. The Charo man, one asked the Rebbe, Mipnei ma botrim bitar or umaskim bituma. He used the Lashon Kitsara, but he used the Lashon that's Einu Naki. Man, muftachani bezeh. I am positive, Shemor HaRabbi Yisrael. He's going to be Mor HaRabbi Yisrael. V'lo yami muatim ad shehor HaRabbi Yisrael. And it wasn't long until either Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai or Rabbi Yochanan became a Morara in Israel. The obvious question over here is, one of the Talmidim, even though he used a dust Lashon that wasn't Naki, but he's Mekatzer in his Lashon. So they bring over here that the Lashon Liolam Shana Adam La Talmido, to his students, when he's teaching, he should use the concise language. But when someone is speaking back to his Rebbe, he has to be absolutely clear so the Rebbe knows where he's holding. There's no Indian to use a Lashon Kitzar over there. So the person who said, why are we using Tameh? He's just using a Lashon that wasn't nice, even though he was Kitzar. But there's no Indian for Tameh to be Mikatsa with a Rav. You shouldn't try and speak concise to them. In the learning stage, you have to learn first to express yourself, and then you can come and do a... you could... sift it down. And that's there's a Rambam and there's a Geras HaTeman, famous Geras, where he brings over there that a Chacham, when he writes things down, he should sift it down and go over it and be Makatrit. But first you have to be able to express yourself properly in the stage of the Talmud, and then you should sift it. Rashi, Mipnei ma botshim b'tahar, b'kelim taharim, fein moskim b'tahar. So what's the reason why with grapes we use Tahara and with olives we don't. But Zaytim. Kai Kari Masika. Zaytim is called Masika. If it ain't Derek Lamoskim B'Tahara. It's not the Derek to harvest with Tahara. Kedyomim Masachet Shabbos B'Yitzias Shabbat. To Lo Chashiv Mohol Yotzi Mehem La Hakshir. We're worried about the juices that fall out. When you're harvesting grapes, some of the grape juice comes out of it. That's called grape juice. It becomes heksher for tuma. Masha enkin, when you're harvesting olives, that little mahul, the little flow over there, is not considered the olive oil. It's not considered something that's going to be lahakshir the kaden. She'enu shemen gamor. It's not called shemen gamor. Ele yotza yedei habad. What comes out from the bad is now going to be what's going to make something tavi. Aval yayin hazav ala anavi makshirim de nichalei bay. He's very happy with it. Hanahu tlata kahani. There were three kohanim, and they were splitting up the lechem apani. Chadam elahu, and they were discussing the size they got. Okay, one of them says, Hagiana Kippur, I got a little pea size over here. I don't know if he was complaining or whatever. He got a size like a pea. The Chadam Hagiana Kizayit. And the other one said a Kizayit, which is a little bit of a problem over here because they distributed it equally. So I saw at least one parish is from one set of Kohanim. They would switch on right before Shabbos. So maybe one group had a lot of Kohanim, one group had a few Kohanim, and therefore they could compare their notes later, and they're not from the same Chabor. Maybe. The Chadomei Gyanik is not Halta. I got like the tail of a lizard. Oh, this Cohen talking like this. It's Shem Yerachim. It's interesting, but Tzodok has a long piece on this, on speaking in Lushin, proper Lushin over here. He basically says that this is the anticlimax of everything going on in this parak. We started the whole parak with Or, and we brought down, why do we bring down Lushin Or, going back and forth, that it's Pesach over here. When it comes to Pesach, which is the Lushin of Yichus, to Klal Yisrael, to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, we want to bring down this Lushin HaKavod over here, that's all the Yichus. And all of a sudden we have a Kohen, who is supposed to be Miyaches over here, and he uses such a Lushin over here, we're going to see that he loses his Yichus over here. It's the anticlimax of it. Batku Acharav, they searched after this Kohen, Umatzavo Shemetz Puzzle. They found in him something wrong, and right now we're thinking it's in his lineage. How could you say that right now they checked him? We know Tanan, it's in Mishnah. Ain't both him in a Mizbeach Vilamala. We don't check after, once he's serving the base of Migdash, we don't check in lineage anymore. So you have to say, Lo Tema Shemitz Pasol, Elaima Shachas Pasol. It was bad midos he had. Vibor Yisema Shani Hatam, or you could say it's different over here, that even though we don't check once the Kohen is on the Mizbeach, but over here is different to Iyu Diyar Nafshe. We know there's something wrong with him. If a Kohen can speak in such a language with a David Tommy over here, there's something wrong. Mina Mizbeach, ain't sorry, Hagia Kipul, Melechem Apanim, Shechalakti, that I received, Shemetz Pasul, Pasul Kahuna, Chalal. Rashi is saying that there was something in his lineage, he was a Chalal, meaning his mother was a divorcee or something like that. Ain't both him le'inyan yuchsim lisa isha. We don't check the kohanim in a mizbeach l'ma'ala. Im shimish b'mizbeach. Once he's serving on the mizbeach, ain't tzarek levarek. It's we don't need to check l'ma'ala him anymore. We don't have to check for him anymore. The im lo hayu royal l'kuhuna, because he wasn't fitting for the kuhuna, lo hayu manichem oto l'shamish, because it's not b'mesek demidos, like we learned, b'mesek demidos, lishkat ha'gazis, the Sanhedrin, was Sham, Hayu Yoshim over there, based in Miyakse Kohuna, the ones who were checking into Kohuna, the Leviah. Kol Kohen Shinimtza Bo Posel, Kishahayu Votzel, Litchanech, Liavoda, Lovish Shachorim Vyotzi. Anyone that wanted it, once they started, that's where they did the checking. If they found something wrong with him, they dressed him in black and they'd have to leave. Shachatz Posel, we say he had a Shachatz Posel. Hu Atmo Hayu Gas Ruach. He had a gaiva problem, speaking in umevaze kodshi shemayim, and he's talking in such a derogatory term on lechem upon him. Fein vori l'shamash. He's not fitting to be a kohen. A lot of divrei musa coming from this gemara. Let's move on. Kidekai melanim menachos avodas hamisor levnei aron kohen she'enu moze bekulam af megunish bem ein lo chelik bekuna. One can lose a chelik in kuhuna. Tiyor nafshei. And now the start bedika achva v'gola shalopat kui yaf mitchila. Rashi says that they checked after him and they found that if someone can speak in such a way, he certainly wasn't from. He wasn't kosher. Hahu arma. There was this Goy. It's a famous, famous Gemara over here. Tahavi Salik V'yachol Tzakim Yerushalayim. He'd go up every year and eat from the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Omar, he used to boast. Ksiv, it says, Kol Benecha Lo Yachalpo. Goyim shouldn't eat from it. Kol Aro Lo Yachalpo. And any uncircumcised person shouldn't eat from it. Va'ana and I, Haika Achlanim. Mishufa Yishufa. I eat from the best of the best of it. So he said this in Chutzlarts. Lachar, this is Chutzlarts. But outside of Yerushalayim, the jurisdiction of Yerushalayim. Omele Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru. Yehuda ben Beseru said to him, you know, he realized that this Goy he's doing like a big issue over here. So he tried tricking him. That you say they're giving you from the best. Did they ever feed you from the Aliyah? We know that the Aliyah is you're not allowed to eat from the Aliyah. So he said, did they tell you to eat from the Aliyah? So the Goy said no. So if Yehuda ben Beseru said to him, when you go up there, Emelu, say to them, I'm part of the Chavura, give me from the Aliyah, the best part. So Kisalek Omelahu Ma'aliyah Safuli, when he went up there, he said to them, give me from the Aliyah. Amulei, Aliyah Likavoid. Salka. The Aliyah is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's for the base of Mikdash. It goes on the Mizbeah. Amulei. So they said, well, every kid knows this is a pasuk in Chumash, even though the guy didn't know some psukim before. Mano Melacha, who told you such a crazy thing? Haki. Omelahu, but you would have been the saver. But you would have been the Sarah told me. Amu, my high lakaman, what's he trying to tell us over here? If Donnie Beta told me, they didn't say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru was, you know, nuts over here, and they told him how to take his smicha away. They realized if he's a chacham, the whole idea over here, a chacham uses lashon kitzari, he speaks in a proper lashon, you never say anything like this. But chubatre v'yeshkahu, the armor, they checked after him, they found he was a koi, who? The katlu, and they killed him. Shalchu leil Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru, they sent to him, Shalem lecha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru, diat ben Netzivim, you live in Betzinim, mitzudatcha v'rus v'yushalayim, but your net is even in Yerushalayim. Rashi, mikai safulach, did they ever feed you from the Aliyah? Klum notin lecha, min Aliyah, they never gave you from the Aliyah, liyachol, vein notin lecha ele min hakachush, they're giving you the bad pieces over here, Shabbat. V'net kabin liyat aso, he's trying to trick him. Why didn't he just take care of him right then? It wasn't in the hands of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru to kill him. Which now comes to the question, what did he do wrong to be killed over here? You know, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and we know that the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, because it didn't mitzvah on it. But one of the mitzvahs b'nei Noach is not to eat from the Korban Pesach. That's not a seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So you could say that maybe it was because Chachamim have special powers invested into them that if someone is doing something, they're allowed to harashah, that you could take matters into your own hand. And Stam of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru wasn't able to do it over there. But you never heard this story. It seems like a one-time affair. It's very hard to say it. So Rav Elchanan has a perush on Pesachim. He brings down over here with Gezel. He stole over here. Since he wasn't allowed to have from the Korban Pesach, and he took from it, it was Gezel over here. Gezel is one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. You kill him on it. What's the problem? Let's just read a little further in Rashi. Safuli mi aliyah. He said, give me from the aliyah. Hilituni min aliyah. Feed me from it. The kevis hayah. It had to be a kevis because the gedi doesn't have. And Aliyah Vialasa Kurivali Gavod Dixib Bekevis Ha Aliyah Tamima. It says before, show me that you bring the Aliyah up. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseru told me, Kamar Li Shein Atem Nonim Li Chelik Yafi, like giving me a nice part. Elamina Kachush, Viani Netatri Dabim Kmokin. I gave money for this. Oh, this is a problem now. We just said that he was over Gezel. That's his problem over here. But yet he gave money. He paid for it. So Enach Inami, he wasn't allowed to have from it. But is this really called Gezel over here? So this is really a big issue going on over here. Rabbi Elchanan says it's Gezel. It's not just Rabbi Elchanan. Most people over here said it's Gezel. So how could it be Gezel if he paid money? So the question is now, if you pay money for something that you're not allowed to have, is that still called paying money and not Gezel? So that's a big machloket over here. We have a big machloket. So you could say, okay, our Gemara is going according to the side that it's still called Gezel, and And there's a lot of people that say not. First of all, who was he guzzled from? It's mashma, he's guzzled from the B'nai Chabor over here. He paid like everybody else. Who did he steal from? Is he stealing from Hashem? Is he stealing from the B'nai Chabor? There's a lot of issues going on over here. There are some that want to tell you, you know what this guy did wrong? Just like the Anshei Shechem, right? What did Anshei Shechem do wrong when they abducted Dina? Or not abducted, Shechem abducted Dina. What did the Anshei Shechem do over here? But since there was someone in their midst that wasn't keeping the laws, he wasn't keeping dinim, they themselves have an obligation, mitzad dinim, right? The goyim have to set up a court of law. Why do they have to set up a court of law? That you shouldn't have ramayim, you shouldn't have people tricking and going over the law. So if you see someone doing an act that he's trying to go around the law, you see that other people are mechoyev to stop him. If they're not going to stop him, like the B'nai Shechem, you kill out all B'nai Shechem. This guy can be this situation himself. He's distorting the law over here, trying to go around the law. There's a din of keeping din, and he's not keeping it. Lamai said this is a big sugi over here, exactly what he did wrong.
He didn't eat it.
What?
It didn't happen, he tried to.
No, he did it in the past. In the past he did.
Why can't just a heifer doesn't have to?
What?
Why can't just a heifer doesn't have to have his money that he gets?
Oh, you could say that also. Take care of that problem. Can Koy do based and have the din of Hefkai din with Koy? With Jews, maybe, who says they have that din with Koy?
Man, who's the main Hefkai based in Hefkai
everywhere? What?
There's three places in the Hefkai based in
Hefkai. When did you do it in the past?
In the past year, but she was boasting to Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah. He eats from the Korban Pesach all the time. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah put him in Stama that he must have had Aidin that he was there last year, because otherwise they could be pumped. That's one. There's another big side issue. We'll just touch on the issue over here. He was believed to pass himself as a Jew. So basically anyone who acts like a Jew, we consider a Jew and we give him all the things. So why? So there's a Tosfot over here, there's interesting Tosfot. He says you don't bring a Raya over here that a person is believed whenever he comes before you that he's a Yisrael. Because over here, there's a Chazaka or a robe that robe Yisrael in by a Pesach is Jewish. So you had a robe with him. But in other situations, it's a little bit of a thing, you know, identification. You know, how do you know the person's a Jew or not? Answer the question. Someone, a Russian Ola, comes up to you and wants to buy a dira. We have a little bit of a problem. This is an issa to sell a dira to a koy in Eretz Yisrael. Lo tzitzchanin, you're not allowed to sell over here. Do you have to assume? Do you have to ask for proof? Does he have a migoy with him? Is it tudat zut? Good enough? This is already starting when you go into the sugya on checking into a Jew. And it starts also from over here. The Tosfot over here brings the main sugyas in Yevamos. Rashi, botkim, my dine, no, netzivim, my lekama, my davar zeh, shabal lefneinu. What's going on over here? Have you been said such a thing? Netzivim, shem irohai. The name of his city. Rashi is just saying, why is the sugi even here? Because we had the case of the Kohanim that we checked after him. Okay, another major issue going on over here. Tosfot brings down Tosfot Mialya. He brings down Rabbi Yehuda ben Basira. Why wasn't he over Leregel himself? And he's in another place. Be Olaregel, testify on this guy and knock him off like that. He didn't go on the regal over here. So Tosfot brings a few answers down, and each one of these answers is hotly contested. The Mishnah Lamelech that's brought down in the Bach brings down, he just says he doesn't understand Tosfot, the whole thing from beginning to end needs limud. He's really cholok on every aspect of it, and all the achronim are coming to mitaritz over here. Let's see the Tosfot over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Basir shelo ala leregel, yeshlomet shelo haya lo karka. He didn't have karka. Okay, so what? Karka means you don't have to do, fine. That's the ola leregel, but there's a korban pesach that has to be done over here. Or zakin haya sheni yechol elech peraglo. This is talking about ola leregel. We're dealing over here, he didn't show up to the pesach. There's a korban pesach, a mitzvah atzah. To state the question of the Mishnah Melech over here, if a person doesn't have tefillin, does that mean he doesn't have to run around and try and get a tefillin? You've got to do whatever you can to get tefillin. So if a person, how far does a person have to go to be mekayim a mitzvah aseh? There's a mitzvah that said, well, Leah Levegel. There's a mitzvah that said to bring up a Pesach over here. But Yehuda ben Sarah wasn't there. Where's the fine line of a person has to go out of their way to get something? There's a mug in Abraham, they bring down that in Hilchos Tzitzi, does a person have to go to a whole other city and how far do they have to go in order to purchase a pair of tzitzis? Well, we know a person doesn't have tefillin. You got to go out and get tefillin. You can't say, well, I don't have tefillin and there's no tefillin, you know, in the Beit Knesset, therefore I'm part of tefillin. We don't say things like that. All of a sudden he brings that since he can't go bevaglo, to part of Pesach. He's part of Pesach. Kamo Maris, E Nami Nitzibim Chutzlars. Tosfa now really opens up Pandora's box over here. He says, if you want to say, forget about everything, he says, Nitzibim is in Chutzlars. And since it's in Chutzlars, who says he has to go to Eretz Yisrael to Mekayim Mitzvahs? Over here you have now, how far does a person have to go? He could be Mekayim Mitzvahs. In Eretz Yisrael, does he have to uproot himself? How far does a person have to go? So they bring down, if it's going to ruin his parnasa, that is the tzlach over here, that he's potter from the mitzvah, if it's going to ruin his parnasa or a tircha. But you should know, one should know that this is a start of a major sugya. There's only how much time you can look at these mesiftas, and the fact they have paragraph after paragraph after paragraph going on this issue, on how much does a person need to do in order to not be potter from a mitzvah set. Rav Kahana Chalash, right in the Gemara. Another major study going on in here. Rav Kahana was Chalash, he got sick. Shadruba Banal Rabbi Yeshua Berei Devav Idi. They sent Rabbi Yeshua Berei Devav Idi. Amule Zil Boduk Maidine. Go check out how's he doing over there. Ate he came, Ashkacha Denach Nashe. Found that he passed away. So, Kare Lilavushe. He tore his clothing. The Adre Likvari Liachori. And he put it on his back over there. Rashi says, "Bodek, now you're bodek b'dam mani." But what's going on with him? Adri kavoy liadvoy. Shlo yevinu meher lehedya v'yatsi livam. He didn't want the rabbanon to see that his shirt was teared, and they immediately understand that Reb Kahana was dead, and they would be too much on their heart. V'yatsi livam. They could have a heart attack from such sudden information. Ubochi v'yate. Instead, he was crying. They saw he was crying, meaning they had time to understand a little bit. Amule nach nashe? Did he die? Amulo analokamina? I didn't say anything. Why? Umotzi diba hu ksil. Someone who brings forth a bad tidings is a ksil, is a fool, which is basically the sugi that we're familiar with, that one shouldn't go around and publicize bad news, bad information. You hear someone was nifta or something happened. Yeah, there's a way of explaining. Now, first of all, what's the problem of saying bad information? So Rashi says, if you tell people, it might affect them suddenly. Like you go, oh, did you hear what happened? Boom, and the guy says, oh, he said, you know, it's not a nice thing. It should be done in a way of a remiss. If a person needs the information, you know, did you hear what's going on with this person? Did you hear what happened? Did you hear who was nifter? Gives a person, according to Rashi, who says, Shalo yevino meher lehetya. Give a person a chance. That's what Rashi says. The Miri says it's just not roi for a person to be the kind of the doomsday sayer, right? The person who goes around and says, you know, what's going on. He's mizuman l'pranio. A person shouldn't be that type of person. The Ben Yehuda says a very interesting piece over here. He says that a person should always speak in areas of tov. That's what should come out. He says this, if you say something good, even in a negative situation, he says, you have the ability to make the situation better. And he says this is a brit kruta, kritut with the sifatayim, that letov or lehafek lera, that you can shaf a situation by saying it good. That the bad is possible for turn to good. Now, to just take it a step further, I remember learning once in Lakuti Marvan, there's a teaching from Rabbi Nachman, he says, when you don someone l'chaschut, right, a person did something that didn't look good, and there's many layers of what the intentions can be. And you, in your mind, learn it, l'chaschut, he said, by taking that maisa and making it tov, he said, you shaft the maisa in the world of the makshava, in the world of something good. He said, that goodness that you did by sharpening your tov can enlighten the whole person and can even cause him to do tshuva. You just made a negative act positive over here. I think that's what the Ben Yishkai is saying over here. When you go around and say things tov, even though in a better sense, not saying things in a raw sense, but using it positively, you could shock the whole Meiser. Like we have this next case over here. There was Yochanan Chakuka from the town of Chakuka. Nafak Likraita, he went out to see the wheat harvest. Kiata, and he saw that it was a disaster. Amulei, they said to him, they told him, Tehu Vasa. So he went out. Sorry, I skipped the line. Amulei Chitin Nasu Yafo. Is it going well, the Chitin? Amulei Sa'orim. He said, the Sa'orim Nasu Yafo. So the barley's doing good. Amulei, they said to him, who cares about barley? We don't eat barley. They understood immediately what he meant. And he was besar tov for the animal food. Go speak to them. What should have he said? He kind of followed this thing. He wasn't bringing out perennials. But according to this Ben Yishkai, you should, even in a bad situation, you should try and find something good to say on it, because the good can make it, saying something good about it, to be better. What should have you said? Say something good about the chitin. Last year it was good. Or neighbor and dashin mafiyasa. The food that we're eating, that the people food, came out good. Because you could eat, whatever you could say good about it is, it could be mahapik it, and it could make it very good. They could make a lot of money on it. It could be very fulfilling. Rashi, Chakuka Kino Yashem, it's his name, or he was a sofer, that's the place he was. Lekraita Lekfarim Levot, before he went out to see it. Sa'ari Nasi Yafo, the Mekal Devar V'mashma, they understood. Shachitim Lo Nasi Yafo, it wasn't good. Tachitim. If he didn't want to bring out a curse from his mouth, Adashim Nasi Yafod Michael Adam. And if you iron in the Beni Yahadi, brings down a very interesting story over there of a rich man.